there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Up under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
Whoa! All right, welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. That was a borderline belch, but a very satisfying response to what we have just experienced. Now,
it's a compliment to the chef.
Absolutely. You know, Mermaid Tiffany's with me right now, have you been converted to a whale already now, or what?
It's close. It's getting real close.
Yeah, the folks here at the Four Seasons Resort have let us participate in their dive and dine experience. Kai is the chef from the Four Seasons that went diving with us this morning. We'll talk about that first, and then we'll talk about what he just fed us, which was phenomenal, by the way. Welcome to Scuba Radio, Kai. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm great. I'm filled. I'm satisfied. It just doesn't get much better than this when you're kicking back in paradise at the Four Seasons in Nevis. Now, this is your home, and you get to go out here every once in a while and mingle with the divers, with Ellis's folks, and you take them out there, and they get to dive for lobster, and then you bring the catch back, assuming they catch something, and fix it up for them. But first, let's talk about the dive. Yeah, so you get out to go off the coast of the Four Seasons here in Nevis about how often every month?
Approximately once in every 2 months. It's starting to pick up more right now. So it's good. We're selling a little more. It's a great experience for every guest who's coming down here, just to have some fun with a chef together, to go out in the water, catch your own lunch, and then come back to the resort and cook it off with the chef together and the dive masters, which makes it an incredible experience.
Yeah. Now you get to go out there, and I mean, they have a reef right off the beach here at the Four Seasons, where you said there are lobsters. Yeah, you can find lobster right there. But we actually went to a deeper reef. We went to Monster Reef, or Monster Lobster Reef, or whatever the hell it was. But a little deeper, we pushed 100 feet maybe. But we went down there, and sure enough, we saw at least a couple big old lobster. Was that some of the biggest lobster you've seen out here, or what?
That was definitely the lobster day, the biggest one we caught so far on Dive and Dine.
So we caught Lobzilla here in Nevis, didn't we?
We did, yes, definitely. Yes.
We conquered, we came, we saw, we conquered, we ate.
And I measured it when I came back, it was over 8 pounds.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow, we got an 8-pound lobster there, Tiff. What do you think of that? That was tasty, too.
Yeah, it was great, but I got the 8-pound lobster.
No, you did not. Pup found him, I caught him, and Kai fixed them, and you ate them. How about that? We tag-teamed this Lobzilla. But, yeah, that was just a fun time. It's just a fun experience to go through that whole thing. And I'm guessing for you to get out of the kitchen here at the Four Seasons, being able to dive every now and then is a little added value, a little fun experience for yourself, I guess, right?
Exactly. And also it makes it very personalized to get more in touch with our guests, to get more into what the reason why they
where their heads at. And for our crew, I guess I should apologize, but we'll just leave that where it is, right? He's like, I don't know what he just said, but I'll just smile and yeah. No, you know, that's just how we operate here, Kai. You know, we're not like all the divers. All the divers are a little bit more calm and collected than we are. But yeah, I appreciate you putting up with our nonsense. Yeah, we weren't too bad, were we?
No, we had a good time. It was great fun. We had a good laugh. We had some nice shots of holding the lobster. And I think you had a good time also spearfishing. Some lionfish, down at the on the underwater?
Yeah,
we got some lionfish. We've had the whole experience today. Now let's get to the good stuff. So we went out there and did some diving, caught our Lobzilla, brought it back to the Four Seasons. Kai gave us the rundown. He hooked us up in a cabana and a room to get cleaned up here. And then he said, okay, meet me back in an hour at this location. They set up a grill right on the beach of the Four Seasons, your own little cabana. They even have a TV in this thing. It's phenomenal. Your own little helper and assistant and the whole thing. And he comes out and you fix this up in a four-course super meal. I mean, I've never seen nothing like it. But you first up, let's go through the courses first off. We had our ceviche, fresh fish of what? What was that?
We had a red snapper ceviche, a very light and refreshing dish with just lime juice and fresh vegetables, crunchy vegetables in it, with some local plantain chips and breadfruit chips.
Yes, that was awesome. That was some of the best ceviche I have ever tasted in my life. You know, similar to what I've experienced in some other Caribbean islands, like they'll do their conch salad in the Bahamas and do something similar like this. But you had all kinds of herbs and all kinds of crazy stuff mixed in there. But whatever you did, it was magic. You hear what I'm saying? That was where, I mean, we could have stopped right there, and I think our crew would have been satisfied.
Awesome meal with just that alone. It would have been incredible. Best ceviche I've ever had.
Absolutely. Then from there, you took the leftover lime juice that you used to cook the fish and poured it in vodka, or no, poured it in rum.
What we did, we saved the juice of the marination from the fish with the lime in it and then mixed it with rum afterwards. So you had a shot of rum and the fish juice, which they call the tiger's milk.
Tiger's milk. You know, it's what's that guy who says winning all the time? What's his name? I don't know. Is that the tiger milk we're talking about there?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you don't know. Yeah, you know. Yeah, but that one crazy guy. But regardless, the tiger milk was kind of tasty, despite, you know, fish juice and rum doesn't necessarily seem like it has a ring or connection to it. But, my God, you created some magic there, and it was like, whoa, that kind of did the trick. And then we went from there to a little soup, gazpacho, or how do you say it? Gazpacho.
We had a little gazpacho, chilled soup. It was a strawberry gazpacho, and I topped it with some poached lobster and bacon bites on it.
Yeah, lobster, bacon, and strawberries. Once again, a combination I would have never thunk would go together, but Kai here made it magic. I mean, that was really, really tasty stuff. So, you know, we have these steps and stuff, these little meals, and then all of a sudden you pull out the big boys, and literally he puts the lobster that we caught on the grill, and it's still kicking. You know, that's about as fresh as it gets, right?
Yeah, so it was almost about to jump off the grill.
Yeah, but it was only half of him because he'd been sawed in half, but he's still kicking, and, got, you know, hey, whatever.
I think the lobster had a split personality.
Yeah, it could be. But you grill it up, you put a little, I don't know, well, you had all kinds of crazy stuff on those as well, huh?
Yeah, well, just simple marination. I mean, it's fresh from the ocean, so you really want to get the original flavor out of it. So just added a little garlic, salt, pepper, and a little lemon juice. And some herb butter on top of it, and just basically slowly let it boil on the grill. And then the end, just flip it over, give it a nice char on the meat side. Yeah, and then I served it with you with some local mango salsa, chimichurri sauce, and local style rice and beans.
And you got a meal to die for. And, you know, you got three satisfied customers for sure. Top it off with a little ice cream or sorbet, whatever you want. They give it to you here at the Four Seasons. So the people that go through this experience, Kai, have you met like all walks of life that come out here and do this, but they're divers first and they kind of want to experience this whole thing and see what you can do with what they catch?
So far, all the divers came down here for this program. They were all pretty much freshmen in the diving world.
All right, so newbies, beginners.
Yes, mostly. They just want to have a fun time going out with the chef, catch the lobster, come back, and just the whole experience of being together with a chef and on the boat and do some nice dive as well. Enjoy the underworld in Nevis. And they all had a great time so far, and I'm sure you as well.
Now, what's the coolest thing you've seen out here off the coast of Nevis diving-wise, besides Lobzilla?
I've seen last dive some nice pufferfish, some crabs, some spider crabs. There's different things always around.
There's always something to kind of tune into and check out, huh? So, and you've been diving for how long?
I've been dying now for about 10, 12 years.
Okay. So, you know, your main gig is the food, the chef thing. You're managing here at the Four Seasons. But in your spare time, you get to jump out in the water and clear your head and maybe catch a lobster or two or just go take pretty pictures and soak it all in, huh?
Yes, exactly. I love to go spend most of my time in the water, yeah. Even on my days off.
Well, I appreciate you allowing us to come and check out your office. And, you know, because this is quite a view you got here. Does it ever get boring or what? I mean, no. where do you go to get away from it all? You know, that's the problem I would think I'd face if I was in your shoes.
I'm an island hopper. I love to be in islands for the weather, for the water. I do like to go home as well, of course, but...
Which is Germany.
Germany. Yeah. So most of the time it's cold when I go there, so I'd rather stay here right here in the heat.
Yeah, so you have all your family from Germany come here and visit you at the Four Seasons in Nevis. You can do this experience, too, and we'll tell you how to do that a little bit later on in the big show right here at the Four Seasons Resort in Nevis. We got more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at ScubaRadio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at ScubaRadio.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into ScubaRadio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com. Yum is the word of the day right now here on the island of Nevis. After hanging out with Kai, the chef here at the Four Seasons, and chowing down on fresh, spiny lobster, oh my God, I'm stuffed and I am satisfied beyond belief. It just doesn't get any better than this. After all the traveling I've done around the world, I got to say, Nevis, once again, has lived up to my expectations and exceeded them by far. You know, I was here about 5 years ago. And had an amazing experience with Ellis and the folks at Scuba Safaris and had a little tour of the island. I've been wanting to come back ever since, and it's been a while. It took way too long, but I got to tell you, you know, from what I remember and what I've experienced here so far, we're not even done with our adventure. It is, it's just been amazing. And the, one of the guys I got to thank here, obviously, is Ellis. We'll get to him in just a bit. But the other one is Greg Phillip. He is the one with the tourism office that was nice enough to work out this invite. And I'm not sure if it was an invite or the statute of limitations of our being allowed back in the country had finally expired or what. What was it, Greg?
Well, I don't know, but you're lucky to be here.
There's no doubt about that. We are some lucky SOBs right now. I can promise you that. Yeah, well, thank you.
You're welcome, and I'm feeling a bit bad because you said it can't get any better, and I just got here, so.
Well, there you go. But it's only going to get better from here then, surely.
As soon as I leave, then you can go back to being whatever it was before.
I don't know. It was stuffed, and, you know, we're like stuffed pigs right now. They're going to throw us on the barbecue pit, I'm guessing, all the pounds that we've put on over the last day or two with the just world-class food they've had here. But, you know, when we met at DEMA, we talked about the fact that I hadn't been back to the island in a while, and I said, Greg, look, you know, I got to do this liveaboard trip with Explorer Ventures. We're going to do a week cruising around the island of Saba, and I got to come into St. Kitts. I want to go back over to Nevis and come a few days early. Would you accommodate us? And you said, I'll see what I can do. And you have blown me away, as well as Pup and you know, Mermaid Tiffany, I think, have had an experience like none other. So thank you once again.
You're welcome. I mean, that's what we do. And blowing people away is exactly what we do on Nevis. It's not just for you and because you're here from Scuba Ray.
Oh, don't say that. We're special. And special and kind of like we have to wear these protective helmets. But no, it is an everyday occurrence. It's just what the island of Nevis has to offer, right?
Yes, and you're experiencing a wide range of our accommodations. You started at Mount Nevis Hotel, which I hope was good.
It was amazing. I mean, everything. I mean, you know, from the Four Seasons to the Mount Nevis Hotel to our stops at Golden Rock and the tour around the island. And the diving, obviously. Nice. Just great.
And Orly Beach is a nice special place on the beach right next to Ellis's dive shop at Scuba Safari. So,
exactly. Yeah. That's where we started. That's where we're going to end. And we'll be there in just a bit for happy hour with the Scuba Cowboy playing a few songs and us getting everybody socially lubricated for a final segment or two of Scuba Radio, you think?
Well, yeah, I heard about some music last night from the Scuba Cowboy Pup.
Yes. Wow. Yeah. He pulled out the guitar there at the Owali Beach Bar. I grabbed the bongos that Matthew McConaughey probably beat on a few years ago and showed up here on the island. So, I mean, we're gonna have a big old time to blow it out here. And you'll hear all about that here in just a bit.
Yeah,
but when you're representing the island to the rest of the world, I mean, it's funny. Nevis is a small little island. I don't know. It doesn't get overshadowed by St. Kitts, but a lot of people don't even know this place exists in the States. And man, I got to tell you, we got to get you guys a little bit more on the radar, even though that's one of the most appealing things is that it is kind of off the beaten path. And you got to know somebody who's, you know, can tell you about, hey, this is the place to go. You got to check this out and still kind of keep it a secret as well. You hear, it's a balancing act, I guess.
Yes, it is. And we want more people to know about it so that more people can come, because this is how we live and we want to share the way we live. You had some nice spiny lobster today. Was it the Dive and Dine?
It was the Dive and Dine experience, and the lobster slayer lives on the island of Nevis. Now, he told me right before the break, he goes, I heard who caught the biggest lobster. So who was it?
It's the only person in your group that could have possibly caught it.
Which was?
It's the mermaid.
What? No, it's a lie! That's a lie, I tell you! It's a lie! Okay, well, we'll let her.
Only a mermaid could catch a lobster that big. Who else can?
Me. The lobster slayer, I tell you. It was me.
She's the lobster whisperer.
Yeah, she was, I don't know. She has an unfair advantage of coaxing them in with her tail or something,
oh,
you know?
That's what it is. I think you're a lobster eater, though.
I am I'm the lead lobster eater. I'll take that title. Maybe we can go with that. But yeah, you know, that's just a cool experience. And to go out there with the chef from the Four Seasons and just experience that whole thing together and have a little bonding session. I mean, that's what makes places like Nevis so special. And it's an everyday occurrence. The people here are very hospitable and they want to share the culture and they want to share what the resources you guys have here at your disposal and just share that with the world. Right,
and that's exactly what we want people to hear and to understand, that if you come here, it's special not because of its size, but special also because of who's here. And once you're here, there's no other way for me to tell you other than to tell you to come and experience it. I think that's the best thing.
That's true. You can we can talk to her blue in the face, and you know that's what we do every week. But you know the thing is that you know when you come to all these different islands that I have had the luxury to visit because of, we do this goofy little 2-hour dive show every week. You know, things tend to run together. You know, after, you know, we'll be celebrating our 17th year in April. And, you know, what I have found over the years, it's what sets things apart is not the diving. The diving is great everywhere. You can find everybody who'll have some good dives here and maybe specialize in shark diving or this type of dive. But what really sets the islands apart are the islands themselves, what they have to offer topside, and the people. And you guys have that market cornered by just way above a lot of other options out there. There's no question about it. The history here on the island of Nevis and just the beauty you can experience and the whole level of accommodations. You can come here and blow a few bucks at the Four Seasons and have the experience of a lifetime like we just did. Or you can chill out at a cool little beach front property like a Wally and just really get away from it all. And it never changes. I mean, I was in a time warp when I walked onto Oahu's property. I mean, it literally has not changed in 5 years, and that is a good thing. That is a compliment because, hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
Precisely.
Yes. So where do you go to get away from it all? Do you and are you getting out there and doing any diving yourself?
I got certified back in 2006. Actually, in preparation for the London Dive Show, I went to the London Dive Show for Ellis to represent him and a few of the hotels. And I think that's the last time I dove. It's quite painful these days.
Yeah, so you're having some ear issues, right? Yeah. But you can snorkel and you can eat the lobster that the divers catch or the lionfish. Yeah, where they have a whole lionfish program. And we were actually talking to Kai there at the commercial break, too. They're planning to work more lionfish into their offerings here at the Four Seasons and help keep those critters at bay here on the reefs as well. So, you know, just a lot of cool things that you can experience. And I don't know where you guys go for vacation because you're basically living it 365 days a year. Is that right, Greg?
Yes, except for the 365 years.
They live longer than us because they have no stress. They're living in paradise. All right, we got more coming up, including some celebrity news, believe it or not, here next on the World's First Radio Show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
So we are hanging out here on the island of Nevis. I'm with Greg Phillip from the Ministry of Tourism. And, you know, Nevis, as we've said before, is a, celebrity hotspot. Celebs, last time I was here, the Rolling Stones were in the vicinity. They were hanging out and falling out of coconut trees and getting, I don't know, loopy. But lo and behold, you know, here we're here on the island. And last night at Wally's Bar when Pup was playing, I'm talking to this couple from the UK. And they said they actually ran into Roger Daltrey from The Who. And so I instantly grabbed Pup's guitar, started playing Pinball Wizard to see if I could draw him in. But it didn't work. But our visit isn't over. But it's true. Nevis is a hot spot for a lot of celebs. They come out here and chill, right?
Yeah, and it's regardless as to who you are, Nevis is a place where you can come chill out and not be disturbed. So for celebrities, celebrity sightings are not uncommon on Nevis.
Yeah, so you come out here, you live like a rock star, or maybe run into one.
Yes.
Yeah. And that ain't a bad place to be. I mean, if it's good enough for them, I guess I could live with this whole lifestyle or fake it for a few days, right?
Well, of course, and you're doing it well. I mean, look where you are today.
Yes, exactly. I'm hanging out with the bigwigs. You know, we were having our dinner here at the Four Seasons, and I'm saying to Tiffany and Pup, I'm like, you know what? Roger Daltrey isn't eating as good as we are right now. You hear what I'm saying?
I doubt yet he is.
That's right. I know he wasn't. We had the chef from the Four Seasons personally cooking up some lobster for us. I'm sorry, Rog, but you're not. You got to be able to run with the big dogs. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. We'll go
with the big fish.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. But yeah, you never know who you might run into here in Nevis, and that's one of the extra little bonuses that you might encounter, or just hearing all the good stories is good times and fun to have a little chat with the folks that you meet at the bar from all over the world. I mean, they pull people from America, from the UK, and it doesn't matter. It's one everybody gets along and is coming for the same thing, just to experience a little bit of paradise, right?
On the island of Nevis, you realize that we're not like all the other Caribbean islands. I like to say that it's the respite from the Caribbean sameness. Because you get here and you realize that we're quite different. And that's how we like it. And that's how a lot of people like it. That's why they keep coming back.
Yes, different in a very good way.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba. Scuba diver. Scuba. Scuba diver. Scuba, 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 uber. Scuba dooba hooba hobba. Scuba. Scuba diver. Scuba. Scuba diver. Scuba dooba. Scuba diver. Scuba dooba. Scuba hooba. Hooba dooba, scuba, scuba. Scuba dooba.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We've taken the party out to the beach in front of the Four Seasons Resort. I'm literally walking down the beach with the scuba cowboy, Mermaid Tiffany, and Yvette and Angelique have joined us. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fine, thank you.
Have you recovered since our night out last night, or, well, last couple nights, Angelique?
Not as yet.
Not as yet. So she needed a little break and sent us off to dive and dine with the folks at the Four Seasons so they could have some downtime and recover from our festivities. Also, Yvette is with us as well. Are you having a good time?
Oh, marvelous time.
She was on the dance floor. Well, let's see, we were at Nisbet. We had dinner at a seafood buffet. It was great. Then they had a live band. There's whining going on and all kinds of crazy stuff.
Oh, yes. And you guys should have been there for the whole time. You would have enjoyed to the max.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's always tonight, right?
Not at Nisbet. Maybe at Wally.
Oh, yeah, Wally. We're going to have the Scuba Cowboy play, but we're literally walking down the beach, on the beach as I speak, heading down towards a place that's going to kick things into high gear.
We're going to get the Killer Bee.
We're going to get the Killer Bee at Sunshine's Bar, Beach Bar, and this is a special concoction. Nobody knows what it is. It's like the Colonel's secret recipe for booze or something, right?
That's true.
And it has a sting to it, so to speak, I guess.
Yes, it does. So be very careful when you're drinking it.
Yes. Well, we're going to have have one of these, get stung, and then we'll be whining until wee hours of the evening, right?
After the fourth killer bee, the bees comes out.
Yeah. They start swarming, is what you're saying.
And yes. They sting.
The sting leaves a welt. And, it's kind of like those crazy yellow jackets from the Hunger Games or something, I'm guessing. What do you think, Tiff?
Okay, that may be accurate, but when you say we're going to have a killer bee, you really mean everybody else, excluding you.
Well, you know, I've had this stuff. And
no, you haven't.
No, ask Ellis. Ellis will back me up. He knows. Last time I was here, I had the main ingredient of a killer bee.
Oh, just like you got the largest lobster?
Yes, okay. That's true. I did.
Wait, we're supposed to ask Ellis, isn't this the man that you have out searching for a monkey right now?
Yes. Well, that's a whole other thing. We'll save that for another show there, pup. But they got monkeys here on the island, too. We haven't really talked about lots of monkeys.
Lots of monkeys.
And they've all had killer bees, and they wander around crazy and put on quite a show, right?
True.
Yeah, it could happen. They literally do. They drink some of the booze. Some of these monkeys get a little loopy themselves and put on an interesting little show.
We call them the drunken monkey.
The drunken monkey. Sounds like a drink that we're going to go for, but we're skipping that one and going straight for a killer bee. But yeah, the monkeys will steal your drinks here in some places. It's just a crazy thing. And we'll get into that another day when we're really bored. But we got too much to cover here. Now, this place, Sunshines, Angelique, has been here how long on the island of Nevis?
Over the place, Sunshines has been here longer than 10 years.
Longer than 10 years. A very famous place. Everybody has heard of this place, including me. And it's just because of this special recipe and this concoction of what he developed that evidently gets you there quicker, and people seem to like it.
Of course they do.
Yeah. And it causes all kinds of parties and God knows what else. Babies.
Actually, the Tourism Authority had a competition during their Tourism Week 1 year. And he entered. It was a bartender's competition.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That drink. And he won.
So he got him so blasted, they said, yeah, you win. Okay, you win.
He came back a second time with another one called Bumblebee. But that didn't win anything.
That didn't win. The killer bee, no one's been able to create that magic more than once.
Only needed one bee. And
one killer bee. One bee did the job.
All right, one insect-styled drink is all they could handle here at Nevis. But it's all it takes. So we're literally walking down the beach. And by the way, I guess last night, as I said, we're hanging out at Wally. And it was right here where we're walking right now where someone ran into Roger Daltrey from The Who. Did you know that, Angelique?
No, I didn't know that.
How about that? You know, so I'm thinking, should I start doing like a bowling ball type of move? Like I'm being, you know, Pete Townsend playing guitar and he might come out of the woodwork and say hi?
He just might.
He might. Or he might call security and say, hey, we got trouble out on the beach, but it wouldn't be the first time. You hear what I'm saying, Yvette?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So we're having a good old time. And I don't know, Pup, what do you think? Are you up for a killer bee, 2, 3, or 4?
I'm going to go with 1 to start with and see if we're still standing.
Well, I don't know. Is that how it works? Is it 1 and done? No, you said 4, right?
You have to take 1, and then you have to have another one, and then the third one follows, then the fourth one follows. That's when you decide if you
okay,
have
did
a
you say?
One.
I think she said the third one you fall over and the fourth one you fall over. That's what I heard. And that could happen, right?
Of course, that is possible.
Yes. But see, this is some of the stuff that you can experience on your surface interval after your day of diving is done. You walk down a world-class beach, which, by the way, I mean, the scenery here will blow your mind. We're taking video. We'll have some pictures up at scubaradio.com for you to take a look at. But, I mean, it just doesn't get any better than this. After your day of diving, chill out at a place like Sunshine's and have a killer bee and share your fish tails with friends. It's what it's all about, right, Angelique?
Of course, and we are new visions. We drink the killer bee, and look at us. We're still standing.
You're still standing, but this is before you've had one. Yeah, you know, do you remember what happens? I'm guessing that's what it is. After the first one, you feel loopy. Second one, you're like, whoa. Third one, like, hey, where am I? And fourth one, you're down.
Fourth one, you're talking in tongues.
In tongues, okay. So it's a religious experience. Okay, that would make sense. I understand that. But it looks pretty popular. There's quite a few cars out here. So is this a nightly, you know, sunset kind of thing? People go hang out at Sunshine's and have a killer bee to finish their day?
Well, it's Friday afternoon, and after work, everybody would come down and have a drink.
And they have 1, 2, 3 killer bees, and next thing you know, they wake up and it's Monday. Something like that?
Something like
that. It could be. But, you know, if you're going to do that and pass out, I could think of a few worse places to be. This is a nice beach to hang out and do just that, wouldn't you think, Tiff?
I wasn't listening.
Yeah, okay. That wouldn't be the first time. All right.
Yep.
Well, she's just soaking in the whole atmosphere. That's right. Is that what it is?
No, actually, I'm just more scared of the whole killer bee talk.
Really? This is making you nervous. Why?
I have really sensitive skin. I don't get stung.
You're not supposed to rub the concoction on your body.
Oh, that's what
you're supposed to drink it.
That's what you told me last night.
Well,
you do everything. Any type of something you get that's liquid, you always tend to rub on your body.
Oh, brother. No, it's a killer bee. I don't know if an ingredient is honey. Does it have kind of a honey taste to it or what, Angelique?
Well, it has a sweet, fruity taste to it.
Passion fruit, see?
This is the strongest ingredient in the killer.
Oh, well, see, that's Tiffany's favorite Favorite fruit?
Favorite round object, yes. Fruit.
Okay, all right. So you're going to, so that makes you feel better about the killer bee, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there's passion fruit and rum. And is that pretty much it?
I think there is more, and it's a secret. I would not know that.
Yeah. It's all about the, you know, the types of rum or rums, maybe, who knows. And, I don't know. We'll have to find, what's the guy's name again behind Sunshines? Is there a guy, the chef, the mixologist behind this? What's his name?
Sunshine.
Oh, his name, they call him Sunshine. So it's his place. Yeah. And he just, okay. That's a unique name, Sunshine. So, but that's all that they call him, huh?
Yep.
So he has his own bar, his own drink, and living large in Nevis. Doesn't get much better than that.
I was going to bust out in song, but it's not really a cloudy day, you know? I got sunshine on a cloudy day. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you got to write a new one.
It's not cloudy.
We've got the month of May.
Yeah, she knows that one.
All right. Now, where was this last night when I wanted to dance?
Well, that song played last night.
Yeah, but it's hard to whine to that tune. That's not really a whining song.
That's not a whiny song.
Yeah, song is after you guys left. The wine songs were on.
Yes. It's a special kind of calypso or Caribbean beat.
Calypso and soca.
Okay, there you go. Calypso
there
and
you
soca.
Go. That's
how
what
we
our
wine.
Butt was named.
Soca.
That's a
soca.
Fortuitous coincidence is what that is.
I like it. I like it. Well, there's a song, there's a dance, and God knows what else coming up in our future. Stick around. We got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving from Nevis.
Scuba Radio.
The dive master's sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook. The evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Light and Motion, leading the industry in high-powered LED lighting and underwater video systems year after year.
Light and Motion,
consistently ranking at the top of the innovative technology spectrum.
Light and Motion,
100% built in the USA in a historic warehouse on Cannery Row since 1989.
Light and Motion,
tomorrow's technology today.
Light and Motion,
look for the name the pros trust in a dive center near you. Light and Motion on the web at lightandmotion.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
This is Tim from the Turk and Caicos Explorer 2.
You're pretty on the most girls I've shagged.
Till you have a chance to come and dive with me in the Turk and Caicos.
Mental, that one. I'm telling you.
Keep listening to Scuba Radio, world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Finally, something for the radio audience.
I fancy it.
Yes, well, thanks, Tim. And, we're going to join the likes of Tim and his cohorts next week on the Caribbean Explorer 2 liveaboard. cruising around the island of Saba. That all happens next week. You're going to hear a live, well, a broadcast from the deck of the boat next week, so make sure you join us for that. However, we're wrapping up things here in Nevis, and now I'm finally with the man of the hour, the man who really made all this magic happen. And, of course, I'm talking about Ellis from Scuba Safaris. Ellis, how are you, buddy?
Excellent. Having a good time. Having a good Heineken at the same time, too.
That's right. He's trying to work a green flash or something, holding the Heineken bottle up to the sunset, and he sees it every time. It's guaranteed, right?
It definitely works.
Yeah. No, I had a killer bee, so I'm still able to walk. But, you know, we had to wait about an hour or so before I could actually do this segment with you. But I felt the sting. You hear what I'm saying?
Well, I'm kind of worried about you right now because the killer bee really works, as far as I know.
Yeah, well, they work well. They work well. You got to mark it off the list when you're not diving. The day of the, you know, day of diving is done. You got to take in some of that local flavor, and having a killer bee on the island of Nevis is part of it, right?
Well, I just have one.
Just one. No, wait. Angelique said you have one, two, three, and four, you're done.
Well, the whole idea is, like, if you can have one and drink it really fast, then it'll have the effect that you want.
Okay. All right. You'll get stung.
Or may not
want. Yeah. Or may not want. Right. So I wanted to get through one more segment before we got to the point where I couldn't put two words together.
Okay. I could understand that. It's the killer bee.
Yeah, it's the killer bee. So you got to mark that off the list when you come to Nevis. Of course, you got to go diving with Scuba Safari, which is basically the only dive operation on the entire island. So you, no matter where you stay, the Four Seasons or Mount Nevis or Nisbet, or Golden Rock, where, or Owali, where we're hanging out right now at the bar as the Scuba Cowboy gets ready to play. It doesn't matter. You got to dive with Ellis, which is a good thing.
Well, we're lucky to be still the only operator on Nevis. We also claim to be the best on Nevis at the same time.
Yes, I like the sound of that, and I'll back you up. I think there's nobody who's going to argue with you on that one, Ellis.
Well, you don't like us, you don't dive.
Where, Ellis, are you going to dive? There it is. All right, okay, thank you. You see what I did with that. Okay, and I apologize. But anyway, yeah, Ellis, you got great diving here. You know, thank you for hooking me up for the lobster. You definitely delivered the goods. Lobzilla was there waiting for us, and we snagged them and ate them.
You snagged him or he snagged you?
No. We caught him. Pup found him, and I looped him, or I snared him, or whatever you call it here in Nevis. What do you call that with the stick and the snare?
You catch him.
You can't, but what kind of technique, what do you call it, looping?
Well, yeah, well, it's a stick with a noose.
Stick a noose in them.
Yeah.
Well, hooking them.
I never called it noose in them, but.
Yeah, I don't know.
I thought about it that way.
Hanging them. I don't know. Whatever.
Catch them.
We don't care about how you catch them. All we care about is eating them.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah, and he was quite tasty. He went down, put up a good fight, but it was his time. It was his time to sacrifice his sweet little meat. And it was all. It was a little. It was huge. What, Tiffany?
I heard sweet little meat.
Yes, that's all you need to hear. And we'll just leave that at that. But, you know, look, we've been having a big time here on Nevis. All you have to do is just Google the island Nevis, you know, and find out everything you need to know where this little piece of paradise is on the planet, right next to St. Kitts. But you need to come here and do some diving and experience the history, the killer bees, the lobster, whatever you want to do. They have it here on Nevis and Spades. It's really an amazing place you got here, Ellis.
Well, I think so. I'm hoping that you enjoyed our little special site, the Monster Lobster Reef.
Yes.
Itself, you know?
Yeah, that's that was my kind of reef. When it's called Monster Lobster Reef, and it actually lives up to the name, that's a good thing.
Well, good. Not many people know where it is. Now that Myron knows where it is, I have a little problem there. Yeah. I'll have to find another.
Yeah, you're going to find another Monster Lobster Reef after he's went through and kind of brought it down a notch. Slayed the monster.
And gave it to you, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, that's kind of what happened. But yeah, they got plenty of places here to do that. And you can come out here, do some diving, experience some of the food. I mean, we're definitely putting on a pound or two during this short stay on the island of Nevis. Is that something you've kind of become accustomed to with what they have here as far as the food they have on the island there?
You look at me recently? I mean, come on.
You look very healthy.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yes. And I'm sure that's a testament to the fine food they offer here on the island, right?
Nothing to do with Heineken whatsoever.
Nothing at all. No, it would have nothing to do with that. Now, we are at Wally Beach Resort. This is the place I stayed at about 5 years ago. And what is unique about this place, it literally has not changed. I feel like it was you, me, and Neil Watson hanging out here in the bar yesterday. That's what it is. It's like a time warp here, Ellis. But I mean that as a compliment. You come here, this, I mean, why... If it's perfect already, you know if it ain't broke, you don't fix it, kind of thing, right?
Yeah, but Neil is definitely missing. I mean, if we had Neil, or maybe we shouldn't. I'm not sure. Neil is very important, but we could have got him to a little bit more trouble.
Yes, no doubt. Yeah, the Killer Bees would have, you know, we would have switched those out with Hammond. And, I know the night is young. We got to get the Scuba Cowboy on the stage and have him play a few tunes. And maybe that's when the Hammond starts breaking out. That's a late night type of drink anyway, right?
Late night, early morning. I mean, it's Hammond.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, depends on how you want to put it.
It starts late night, but usually ends up early morning, for sure. So, you know, you'll hear about the leftovers of what has happened here on the island in Nevis next week on the big show when we broadcast from the deck of the Caribbean Explorer 2. You want to come with us or no?
Yeah, I would love to come with you. I
heard
going to Dominica, man. That's my island also.
Well, we'll go say hi to your brother-in-law, Daniel, there.
My brother's my nephew, actually.
He's your nephew. Okay. All right. Nephew, brother-in-law, family. That's all that matters.
No Hammond. But
that's in 2 weeks. And it could happen tomorrow, depending on how much Hammond we drink tonight, right?
Well, the good thing is the islands are still connected.
It'll get us back home one way or another. Well, we'll see. All right. But look, this is paradise. Come here. You'll thank me later. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Where, Tiffany?
Down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They're not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.